Your organization took exception with a recent article that was in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology that talked about the environmental life cycle comparison of algae to other bioenergy feedstocks. I guess, you know, specifically, what was your issue with that article?
So the main issue is that they utilized data that is not current in order to create their models. And if they had utilized more current data, I think their models would reflect much different outcomes. And that's really the main issue.
Well, now how much are they off then? I mean, do you have a comparison that you can point to?
So, unfortunately, as I said, we question the outcome of their data primarily because, or their model, primarily because they utilized data that they expressly pointed to. That was fairly old. A lot of it came out during the aquatic species program, which ran for quite a few years, but ended in the early 90s. Since then, a number of new technologies have come out. For example, they utilized for the harvesting technologies, they utilized centrifuge in their model. Centrifuges are very well known to be very, very energy inefficient. There are new technologies out that cut that energy consumption up to 100-fold. There are a number of those types of components in the article that obviously made their outcomes very questionable.
So, bottom line, I mean, they use some outdated numbers, and of course that skews what their numbers end up being when you apply them.
Correct. That's the way we feel.
Well, then, I guess in the article that we had from another website talked about that algae's environmental footprint is larger than other terrestrial crops, but I mean, what you're saying is that's not true. I guess then how much smaller is algae's environmental footprint than maybe more conventional crops like soybeans or corn or things like that for biofuels?
Oh, very much smaller. Anywhere between, depending on the cultivation methods that you use, anywhere between 20 to 100 times smaller footprint.
So I guess, and it might seem obvious, but what's the danger in having a study out there that proclaims us with bad numbers?
Oh, wow. Huge danger of misinterpretation of what's possible with these types of technologies. The outcome that's pointing to, I mean, there are some positive aspects which the article points to, and that's that algae, for example, can utilize wastewaters, whether they be produced waters or industrial wastewaters or city-type wastewaters, to grow. So, you know, that's essentially that's the argument that they were making, that if one utilizes these types of waters, it becomes a much more feasible process to produce biofuels and other products from algae. That has been well known for many, many years. So, you know, we agree with that outcome, with that conclusion that they point out in the University of Virginia article. But unfortunately, in the process of getting to that conclusion, they also point to inefficiencies in processes of algal production, harvesting, and extraction that are utilizing, as I said, methods and technologies that are antiquated or have been surpassed by new innovations. And so, again, it underscores the promise and the ability of algae to produce biofuels because of that. that help you?
It does. Some good information. I guess anything else you would like our audience to know about, you know, about your group's response to that article that appeared?
Yeah, so again, we want to make sure that you know, that fact is put out, and the article certainly is working based on fact, and we don't want to undermine that. But we also want to point out that unfortunately the assumptions that are being made are based on data that's not current anymore. And it needs to be made current in order for the conclusions to be utilized today. So that's the main thing that we wanted to point out with our rebuttal. And obviously we pointed to particular areas, both in a geographic area for production, as to where we differ somewhat, or where we even, in some cases, where we agree. Also in CO2 management, in fossil fuel-based fertilizers, recycling, and the use of wastewaters. So, you know, all of these areas are of importance to note in any kind of a model. I think the Clarence model does that. But unfortunately, they assume numbers in their models that are no longer current.